hundreds of jobs at risk if DOD halts funds. Congressman Mike Turner joined us this morning on the phone to talk about his effort to spare a computer upgrade project, which is happening near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, from any funding disruption. Now, Mr. Turner tells us about the arguments outlined in a letter that he and Congressman Steve Austria sent to the Pentagon this week.
Frequently, we talk about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as having 24,000 jobs inside the fence and about 20,000 jobs outside the fence. These are those jobs outside the fence. These are largely contractor positions where they provide services directly to the Air Force and DOD. This contract is one where it's ongoing support for the logistics aspects of the Air Force. It's important in actual resulting cost savings. It would be foolish for the Air Force and DOD to stop this program after the investment that has been made and have to start another program to replace it at the same time that this one is beginning to show progress and achievement.
In a sense, I understand what you're saying about the outside defense part of this, but it really would affect the inside defense operation, too, if they decided to halt that project right now, would it?
Well, absolutely, because this is one of those programs that that goes to how the Air Force will operate in the future. And right now, this is a program that is projected to result in both efficiencies and cost savings. So by stopping the spending here, you're actually going to end up spending more dollars in the future that could be wasteful and could make it more difficult for the Air Force to deliver on its missions.
I know that you've sent a letter in conjunction with Congressman Austria. Any other plans to make visits over to the Pentagon to talk about this?
Absolutely. And I'm serving on the Armed Services Committee. I'm working with the committee, which is very interested in this program, to try to ferret out what the Air Force is doing in DOD and to advocate that this program should continue at the same time that we're calling for answers from the Department of Defense.
And it's Congressman Mike Turner of Dayton.